Across the Hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Without Doug Steffens, he is on a plane making his way back from the West Coast after hanging out with Rhoda and I in New York City at the Talkers Talk Radio Conference on Friday. So Roberta and I got a little FaceTime, and Doug then jetted off to the West Coast and is now making his way back. Jennifer is in Hawaii again for another wedding, and so she'll be back here on Wednesday. Doug will be back tomorrow. Until then, it's Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli.
Fasinelli, I love that
talking
one.
Talking to Dr. Pam Popper, one of our new friends here. We always love to talk about health.
I love her name.
And I know, it's the fun name to say. And hi, Pam, how are you today?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Fabulous as well. So Pam is a naturopath and an expert on nutrition and health. She's the executive director of the Wellness Forum. And they are a company who tries to create educational programs to help individuals change their health circumstances. And they also work with companies to try and get companies to help people change their health circumstances. And Pam, I had an interesting thought process go through my head yesterday. And I wanted to run this by you and see what you thought about it.
Okay.
My wife and I my wife is like nuts about making sure that the kids have sunscreen when they go out. And, okay, that's good. It's safe. I'm not a big fan of slathering chemicals all over my kids to save them from something that is natural like the sun, even though I know that the sun in certain amounts can be dangerous. A, you can get a sunburn, and B, you can get, you know, skin cancer, all that. So, you know, I kind of wonder, what are we doing to ourselves here? So I started thinking about 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago, what did people do? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but there wasn't such a thing as skin cancer 100 or 1,000 years ago. Am I wrong?
Well, I think there probably was skin cancer, but we don't really have any data. I think all these diseases existed. They were just pretty rare back then. But I agree. I happen to agree with you on the sunscreen.
All right, well, let me finish then my train of thought. Let me, and you then tell me where I'm wrong and where I'm right.
Okay.
All right. So as I understand it, cancer really wasn't a big deal until we started putting chemicals in our body, which then turn on the cancer cells that have always existed, just really have never been activated. But now that we eat so poorly and have so many chemicals running through our bodies, that we can no longer fight off these cancer cells. And to me, it seems like if you're putting sunscreen on, that it's not... it's helping to create the situation that you're trying to prevent. All right, go ahead. How often?
Okay. Well, I agree that the chemicals in sunscreens are not beneficial, but I don't really think that's the biggest problem.
Okay.
I think the biggest problem is this. There's a lot of mythology around the issue of skin cancer. And we have two types of skin cancer. We have non-melanoma and melanoma skin cancer. And if melanoma is the skin cancer that kills you, and we have very little data to support the idea that that has anything to do with sun exposure whatsoever.
Really?
In fact, those tumors, or whatever you want to call them, actually appear more on people who are indoors rather than outdoors and on parts of the body that are never exposed to the sun. So I just discount that part. And then if we look at non-melanoma cancers, they're almost never fatal. I think the last statistic I saw was 1,200 people in the United States died from a non-melanoma skin cancer.
Wow.
Now, 1,200 is not a number to be discounted, but far from what we've been led to believe that there's just an epidemic of people dropping over from skin cancer. So the first thing is we have a lot of mythology about this whole issue with sun and skin cancer. And while I think we would all agree that burning the skin is a bad idea and overexposure is a bad idea, you know, that's like saying, well, you can drown with water. Well, you can, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't drink some. And you can certainly damage your skin by burning it, but that doesn't mean that sun exposure is bad for you. And I think I would argue that because we're designed and engineered to produce vitamin D
right
from sun exposure, that by slathering ourselves with sunscreen, we don't allow our bodies to produce vitamin D, and that in and of itself is a health hazard for many, many reasons. So What I tell people, and this includes children, is that as the weather warms up and we start to get out in the sun, you stay out only as long as you can to turn your skin a little bit, when it gets that. Go inside or you cover up and you gradually increase the amount of time that you can spend in the sun without burning. By August, for example, I can stay outside for a couple of hours without burning my skin. And then after that, I'm either covered up or inside. And sunscreen should be reserved for circumstances in which that's not possible. You're going out on a boat for a day.
Right.
Or for people who are lifeguards and landscape workers, and they're exposed to enormous amounts of sun. They can't control it, and covering up is really necessary after the maximum exposure they can
so
have in a day.
So even for those people, is there a point where they don't need sunscreen because their skin is dark enough to – my wife is Colombian, Latina. And my daughter is darker skinned, kind of like a middle of the road coffee color type thing. And our pediatrician actually told us that we don't need to worry about sunscreen as much with her as my son, who is a little bit lighter than she is, because with her darker skin, she is more protected naturally.
That's true, but I still would not want her exposed for 4.5 hours in
right.
the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to temper that with some good sense. But that's true. The darker an individual's skin is, the more sun they can tolerate before having a problem. But
African Americans can get burned too. They always warn them. Yes.
Everybody can be burned. And I think that the key is, and everybody tans differently. And fortunately, the best thing for us to do is just err on the side of caution. You know, I kind of have a Mediterranean complexion. So while I tan a little bit better than most and easier than most, I'm still real cautious. You know, that early part of April when I'm starting to get out in the sun,
sure.
or when I go someplace. I was in Africa in January after a period of being out of the sun for a while, and I was pretty cautious the first couple of days I was there to not be outside for longer than a half hour or so. And then, again, you can be outside but covered up or in the shade or something of that nature to make sure that I tanned but did not burn.
All right,
and
so
everybody's a little bit different. You got to watch yourself. And again, I think the issue on which we all have agreement is the burning. But I think we've vilified sun and to our health detriment.
All right. But the inevitable is that at some point we all need sunscreen. So when we come back, I want to talk about what is the best philosophy when it comes to choosing your sunscreen. It's 14 past the hour at Dr. Pam Popper on Doug Steffens Good Day, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and sunscreen for you coming right up at Good Day Show.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet, three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 17 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day. Doug's on his way back to the farm on an airplane right now. Rich and Roberta with Dr. Pam Popper talking about sunscreen. So, Pam, I had always, you know, we've heard about the vitamin A and sunscreens can cause cancer, and we've heard about, you know, some of the other chemicals that can get into your skin and cause a problem. I had always understood to try and find something with zinc as the active ingredient. But then in Consumer Reports over the weekend, I read that zinc can cause reproductive issues. So I don't know what to do. You tell me.
Well, I think what you want to do is stay away from sunscreens and use them only. I mean, I can't remember the last time I used one. And I have a house on a lake and so that I spend time in the summer and all that sort of thing. I spend a lot of time outside, and I know it's been 10 or 15 years since I've used sunscreen. So I think what you want to do is basically say, look, there are risks associated with any of these sunscreens. And one of the biggest risks is that a lot of them are not broad spectrum, so they block light, they block the radiation that causes tanning, but they don't block the radiation that causes melanoma.
Right.
So what you really want to do is say, look, I'm going to reserve the use of sunscreen for a couple of occasions when it's really, really necessary, and I'm probably not going to incur a big health risk by putting any type of sunscreen on my body twice this summer when I really need to do it, and the rest of the time I'm going to stay away from the stuff. And I think that's the best approach. And then again, for people that are forced to spend time outdoors, a lifeguard, for example, that can't sit under an umbrella, which most
right.
of them actually do, et cetera, then you say, look, I've just got to weigh the risks associated with my job and decide if it's worth it. But I think the rest of us are best advised to not use this stuff except when absolutely necessary.
Okay, so when absolutely necessary, Roberta, as usual, is a freak of nature and makes her own sunscreen, but not.
She's probably much smarter than that. That's a great idea if you can do.
Now, Roberta, give us a quick explanation of what you do.
Well, what I go is I go and just buy a very inexpensive tube of zinc oxide. And those molecules are really fairly large, so they're not going to pass through your skin barrier. But what zinc oxide is, it's a physical barrier as opposed to a chemical barrier. It's a physical barrier against the sun rays. And I mix it with a little bit of just natural coconut oil just to get it to spread around. And you just put it into your skin, and it just kind of, you know, you get a little white at first, but then it kind of, you know, just blends in by itself. I use that, and I use covering up. I mean, most of us can't get our skin adapted to the sun over, you know, a period of time. We just don't have that kind of lifestyle. We work in offices. We live in houses, apartments. We go around in cars. We don't have that opportunity to do that. So you have to protect yourself. So between zinc oxide and covering up, I'm the person in the Caribbean on the beach with the long pants, the long sleeve shirt, and the big brimmed hat with the sunglasses.
Sounds like a great idea. The one thing I would insert here, though, is that I really feel that people do a disservice to themselves when they don't allow enough sun exposure to actually produce vitamin D.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a whole different discussion for us to have, because that doesn't mean that I think supplementing with vitamin D is a good idea. I think it's a terrible idea. We can talk about that on another show. But I think that spending enough time that you turn color in the summertime provides vitamin D for the summer. You store it for the winter months, and it's a wonderful protective thing. So.
Well, there it is. All right. So thank you, because I was totally confused coming into this morning about what in the world to do about the sun. So Pam Popper.
Well,
Thank you very much.
Cleared it up. Thank you.
Yes. All right, and it's 21 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, Bill Gay. Get your Monday morning rolling here. Got a little fun for you. Almost blew the name of this contest here by giving you the name of the band. But what we're going to do is give you five songs from this week in 1975. Five songs. I'm going to play all five of them. I'm not going to tell you who they are or what the song is. You have to call me and tell us that. So when you listen to all five of these, pick up your phone, get your little digits going, 1-800-510-8255, 1-800-510-TALK. And the first one in with the first five songs, correct answer to the band and song, wins a little prize from the Doug Steffen Game Closet. So here is number one, 1975. Fun week, fun week. All right, and then here comes number four. So pick up the phone if you know those two. Here comes number three.
I've been cheated.
Easy.
Been mistreated.
Ready?
When will I be loved?
Drums.
I've been put down.
Great trivia about this artist is two or three of the Eagles were her backup band when she first started, and then they went off on their own to create one of the biggest bands in the world. That's number three here on the top five for this week in 1975. Here comes number two. I remember watching this duo on TV every week when I was a kid. If I'm wrong, and I don't know whether Roberta, you would know this, but the male part of this group was actually a Beach Boy for a little while.
Really?
And then went out and married the female here and went to great success. All right, here's number one and the number five of 1975. So there they are, a little taste of the top five songs this week in 1975. I'm going to go through them again, but you pick up the phone, 1-800-510-8255, if you know every single artist and song. And if you have four and a half, give me a call. We'll kind of help you through it. But 1-800-510-8255, here is number five again. And number four.
Been mistreated. When will I be
Number two coming at you. Number one.
Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden, your surprise. And I just can't live without you.
There they are, the top five songs this week in 1975. 1-800-510-8255. 1-800-510-TALK. Roberta, you have all five of those?
No.
Should have known.
See, I know the songs. I recognize them. They bring back memories.
She's not eligible anyway.
I'm so bad.
Pick it up. 1-800-510-8255. If you know the top five songs this week in 1975 on Doug Steffens Good Day, 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, you've seen it, and I've experienced it. The moment your plane touches the ground, everybody takes out their cell phones. So is it fact or fiction that a cell phone can actually interfere with a plane's navigation system? Well, contrary to popular belief, it's not the FAA, but the Federal Communications Commission that has banned the use of cell phones on domestic flights. While it is not a direct safety issue, the real concern with cell phones is potential interference to wireless networks on the ground. Tests conducted by NASA and other organizations have absolutely failed to come up with any conclusive evidence that links mobile phones with instrument problems on the plane. But even if the FCC lifts its ban, the FAA still wouldn't allow the use of all wireless devices like iPods or portable DVD players. That would require each carrier to show where there'd be no interference from a specific phone model on each type of aircraft. Hey, don't count on that happening anytime soon. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said, who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip. As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be a...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today's going to be a good day. Monday, get your week started. Let's go! It's
yes.
A good day show with Rich and Roberta. Doug is on a plane back from the West Coast, and Jennifer is in Hawaii again. And
with Don Ho.
With Don Ho hanging out. So stick around. Right now we're doing the top five songs this week in 1975, trying to get you to identify them, giving us a call at 1-800-510-8255. You tell us the artist and name of the song and win a prize from the little Doug Steffen contest prize closet. And then coming up in a couple of minutes right after the contest, we're going to find out about a rock and roll legend who's in the hospital and not doing very well. Stick around and get details on that. But before that, though, let's see if we can get an answer to the top five songs in 1975. Here's number one. That's actually number five. Here's number four. This might be the hard one. The hard one is the band. I'm going to give you the song. I'm going to make it easy for you. If you're on the phone, here you go. I give you the song. Now all you got to do is come up with the name of the band. And I'm not going to help you right now. Here's number three. No help here. This is a gimme. Even Roberta knows this one. Great stuff. All right. Come out of that into the pop bubblegum world. Here we go. Number two. All right. There's number two. Number one is an interesting band. California guys who actually grew up military brats in Germany and wanted to be a surf band, but they were living in Germany as kids, as teenagers. Got together and wanted to recreate the Beach Boys, all that kind of stuff, Jan and Dean, and ended up becoming one of the biggest acts of the 70s. So there it is, 1-800-510-8255. If you know those top five songs, and let's see, to start it out, we're going to go to Sharon Springs, New York, and talk to Mary. Mary, you think you know what they all are?
I know most of them.
You know most of them. You have to know all of them. But if you're really, really close, I may give you a little help. All right, let's start. Let's go to number five here.
That's Only Chicago.
Okay. What's the name of the song again?
Only Chicago.
Okay, close, close, close. All right, let's see what else you got here. Number four. What's that one?
Bad Time for Being in Love. I get the bad finger on that.
No.
You got the right song, but the wrong band. So hold on, Mary. Let's see if Mark can do any better here. So, Mark, let's go back and see if you can get number five here. Mary was close. She had the name of the song a little bit off.
The name for number five is Oldies by Chicago.
Yeah, closer, but still not right. You got the right band. All right, let's try number four here.
Number four is a tough one, and I want to say Bad Time for Being in Love by Badfinger.
She just said that, and that's what she had wrong. All right, hold on, Mark. Let's go to Doug and see if he's got it any better. Doug, you think you can get all five of these?
I can.
All right, let's try the first one. Here's number one. Number five, actually. Who is that and what is the name of the song? Nobody's been able to hit that yet perfectly.
That's Old Days.
Old Days. That's right. All right, number four. And what is this one?
It's called Bad Time by Grand Funk Railroad.
Man, you got it. You're my hero. Number three. What do you got?
When Will I Be Loved?
My. There you go. And the Stone Ponies. Number two. Love will keep us together. Think of me, babe, whenever. My sweet talking girl. Name that song.
That'll be Love Will Keep Us Together by the Captain and Tennille.
All right. You're one away from winning. Here it is, number one. Who's that band?
That's America.
Yes, it is. And what's that song?
Sister Golden Hair Surprise.
Very good. Nice job. The Grand Funk was the hard one there. That one would have been the hard one to pull out, even for me. I was thinking Badfinger along with Mark there. So, all right, there it is. Hold on 1 second. We'll get your information, and we'll put you into the database there to get you a little prize sent out from the Doug Steffen Closet. And until then, here's something on the not-so-good side. Well, the change was made of time and the big man joined the band. All right, most people will recognize this song as 10th Avenue Freeze Out from Bruce Springsteen, and the big man who joined the band was Clarence Clemons on saxophone. And
yep.
Roberta, what's going on?
Well, unfortunately, we've gotten the news that Clarence Clemons suffered a very serious stroke yesterday at his home in Florida. And the word that I have is that E Street Band members, so that would include, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Stephen Van Zandt, Nils Lofgren, have all been advised, Gary Talent, have all been advised to get to Florida as soon as possible. So it does not look good for the big man. I believe he's just short of 70 years old. Does not look good at all.
I mean, you know, you never really hear wild stories about the Springsteen crew, them being drugs and drinking. But, you know, hey, it's rock and roll. You're on
it's
the road.
It's rock and roll, right.
It's a tough life. They're not all angels. And Clarence Clemons is a big dude.
He is a big, big dude.
I mean, he's 6'5", probably 300 pounds type thing.
You don't want him rolling over on you.
Right. And he's, thank you for that. And, you know, you got to think, man, it's tough.
And he's had a lot of problems, but, you know, we haven't heard about, you know, blood pressure problems. And
most of his problems have been, like, knee problems.
Right, and the orthopedic
problems.
Right.
Yeah.
He's had, I think, like, 2 or 3 knee replacements,
right.
2 or 3 hip replacements.
Right.
And that would make sense due to his stature. You know, you have a lot of pressure on your hips and knees when you're that large.
Yeah, well, stroke does, too. I mean, you got to think that his blood isn't in the best condition, you know.
That's true.
Flowing through
those
veins. But, you know.
Well, we're praying for him this morning.
Hey, it's tough.
It's tough.
He's such a lovable guy. He's a lovable.
Oh, he's very
hero,
gracious.
Rock and roll.
I've met him a few times. Very gracious. Very, very kind. You know, he'd always take time to shake your hand and smile and make you feel that, you know, you were the only one there.
Hey, man, we are at that age where our people are going to start, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I remember back in 1977 when Elvis died, how it hit my mom.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And then I guess my first big one was Stevie Ray Vaughan in 1992 when he died.
Oh, no, John Lennon.
And then John Lennon, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't a massive, I was a huge Beatles fan, so it affected me there. But, you know, hey, getting shot, that's, you know, freak of nature. Yeah, it's not going to happen, you know. But when you, when you're in an airplane accident with Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, but when you're childhood rock and roll heroes start dying of natural causes.
Old age.
Like strokes.
Yeah.
It just, it's...
Stuff that happens,
man,
when you get old.
That, yeah. Oh, man, that hurts.
I know. This is going to be, especially, I mean, Clarence and Bruce have been soul buddies, really. Soul brothers.
Yeah. And Bruce is in great shape. I mean, that guy's going to live another 30, 40 years.
Bruce
I mean,
is in amazing
yeah,
shape.
Yeah,
amazing.
He doesn't have any problems.
Yeah,
so
but this will hit him. You know, he left, he lost his longtime bodyguard, Terry, not too long ago, about 2 years ago, and that really shook him up quite a bit. And now if the big man goes, this is really going to rock his world badly.
It. Hey, man, there's, you know,
happens.
Time moves on, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. So, all right, so best thoughts for Clarence and whatever happens. I just hope he doesn't sit and suffer. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully, whatever happens, it's for the best. Coming up, Dr. Ken will give us a little information and how we can help from getting into these situations like so many people do, unfortunately. It's 43 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
It's estimated that 40% of small to medium-sized businesses pay an average of $845 in payroll tax penalties each year. Michael Alter, president and CEO of Sure Payroll, says steps to avoid these penalties.
Payroll taxes have a lot of different deadlines that create confusion. And if you don't have a system to track them, it's even more challenging. Social Security and Medicare taxes are filed quarterly. Paperwork for federal unemployment taxes is due annually. Then there's the state municipalities that have tax deadlines that you have to stay on top of as well. Small business owners can keep up with the deadlines by looking up every payroll taxing authority's dates and marking every single one on your calendar. Or to increase efficiency and convenience, hire a service to handle payroll taxes on your behalf. At Sure Payroll, we manage our clients' paperwork and payments for all federal, state, and local payroll taxes. And if they have questions, we have payroll experts available to help by phone.
For more information, visit surepayroll.com. I'm John Dridden.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
8:47 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug's on a plane back from the West Coast. He'll be back on tomorrow. Jennifer's in Hawaii. He'll be back on Wednesday. Roberta and I are here with Dr. Ken now, who is going to give us a little bit of update on scientists finding genes that are linked to migraines. So, you know, all the time, Ken, we try to look for factors that cause migraines, but now there might be something a little bit more.
Exactly. It's very difficult to find the stimulator, the thing that turns on these things on. People who have these migraine headaches, they're horrible, know that there are certain things that will precipitate them. Sometimes they occur without anything identifiable. But the news out of Nature Genetics this morning is that these scientists have located certain genes which do associate with these migraine headaches, and they're much more common in women having these genes, and that's what we find out. Women four times more than men have these.
So does this mean that it still could be something in your diet, something in the way you sleep, something in just the genes are determined whether you actually get them or not?
Rich, I think it's a combination. I think you have a gene, and then there's something in the environment that triggers the gene.
Okay. All right. And then United States adds formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde, another carcinogen?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what are they adding it to? Oh,
just
a
list of items that can cause cancer.
Isn't that kind of a duh?
It is, but you know, our CDC and FDA just take a while to accept the reality.
All right. So, and what can be new about this headline? We've been talking about this for the last month fairly heavily. Heavy cell phone use might raise your risk for brain tumors. What's new today?
Well, I bring that up because this is going to get a lot of news. It's a new publication, Occupational Environmental Medicine, saying that there is a relation between cell phones and cancer. But this, again, this study is not the ultimate. Just use some hands-free device. We still don't know.
I have an iPhone, and I've been using the earbuds with the microphone in them ever since. And then I lay the phone in the passenger seat if I'm driving. I try not to talk when I'm driving too much, but when I do, or if I'm here at work, I'll lay the phone on the desk a couple of feet away, just do something like that.
Just don't put it up against the ear, and especially the kids are the most vulnerable.
Yeah. I wouldn't think of letting my kids. All right. So if you go to gooddayshow.com or dougsteffen.com, you can see we have pictures of Representative Gabrielle Giffords. They were released Sunday, the first ones of her face since she was shot. If you remember, she was shot in the head and has had skull surgery and appears to be making an amazing comeback. Doug was a little bit taken back when he saw her picture earlier this morning, and that obviously they had to shave her head, so she has very short hair. She's wearing glasses, and she is a lot thinner. So if they were to show you a picture and say, who do you think this is, you would not be able to say it's Gabrielle Giffords. That said, I think she looks amazing, given what she's gone through.
In medicine, it's always compared to what? Compared to what the possibilities were, it's amazing. But if you look carefully, you will see one side is more swollen. Also, look carefully at her lips. There is an asymmetry with her smile. And also, if you look really carefully, you can see the scar on her neck from where she had the trach tube.
Yes, I saw that. So bottom line is she's got a long road, but she's doing very well.
It's amazing.
I mean, does anybody really think that she could ever be back to normal again? I kind of see that as being tough, given what she's had and gone through.
There's always hope. I don't think she'll ever be the same, but the fact that she is where she is a medical miracle for
me. She's lucky. All right, well, check out the pictures at gooddayshow.com, and also check out all of Dr. Ken's information and stories there as well in his box down lower on the left-hand side. And, Ken, we will see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Be well.
It's 51 past on Doug Steffens. Good day.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral,
natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
This one's from 54 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day, and this is Scooby-Doo, Where Are You by MXPX from the Scooby-Doo movie, number one in the theaters this week in 2002. Why in the world would this be the number one movie, Chucker?
I guess they got enough kids to go see it. My daughter likes it.
Yeah, I mean, my son likes it, but yeah, man, they didn't have anything else.
I don't think you're going to see that franchise, at least live-action form, revived anytime soon.
Yeah, you know what? It was, don't get me wrong, big fan of Scooby-Doo. Grew up with it, good stuff. But I thought the movie was, I mean, it was fun, but it was a little bit dumb with the live-action stuff. It just,
yeah, I think it works a lot better as a cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, so there it is, 2002. That was your number one movie if you were at the movies that weekend. Chuck Curry here with Movie Moments. Once again, Doug is not here. Be back tomorrow on a plane. So Roberto and I are with Chuck for Movie Moments. And right now we're going to play three audio bites from a movie for you. And if you know that movie, you're going to pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-510-8255. The first one in with the correct answer of what this movie is wins a prize. So here you go. Listen to clue number one. And I'll give you one clue.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
That guy turns 58 today. All right. Chucker, you know who that is?
Play another clue.
Okay. Here comes number two.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Huh. I know who he is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, you know the movie yet?
I got to guess. Not
yeah,
cold.
I know. I need one more to get solid on it. I'm not looking at the answer. 1-800-510-8255. If you've got Chucker and I beaten, know what that movie is, give us a call. And here comes clue number three.
To infinity and beyond.
All right. Come on. That's the gimme. 1-800-510-8255. Everybody listening should be able to pick that one up. So give us a call. 1-800-510-8255. Chuck, what's going on in the movie news? What was Light Weekend this week? The number one movie by, was it Spielberg and James? J.J. Abrams only did $37 million bucks?
You know, as I said last week on the show, the film was tracking soft. Primarily, the studio thought because they didn't advertise
Super 8, right?
Yeah, Super 8. But Paramount supposedly was very happy with the number. The budget on it reportedly was just $50 million, and they spent $25 million or less to market. So they seem to be pretty happy with a $37 million opening. I went to see it Friday morning, and I liked the film a lot. I thought it was sort of a combination of Stand By Me. That the kid part was worked extremely well. Elle Fanning, who's Dakota Fanning's daughter, sister, excuse me. I think she's going to be a whatever that it is when you come on screen. She has that it.
Really?
She's very, very good. So it's a combination Stand By Me meets Cloverfield meets E.T. And the E.T. part, which they try to shoehorn in the last act, doesn't work as well as the first two-thirds. But still, it's somewhat original, although it is a – it's like watching a Spielberg film in the late 70s, early 80s. I had a smile on my face throughout most of it. It didn't turn out to be a classic film or what I would call a great, great movie, but it's a very, very good one and well worth seeing for people who want to see something a little different, a non-sequel or a remake. It's a very good movie.
Right,
Number two is X-Men First Class, $25 million in business, $100 million in 2 weeks. The Hangover 2 plays third, 18.5, 216.5 in 3 weeks of release. There's going to be a third one. Kung Fu Panda 2 plays fourth, $11 million, $126
million. Wife and kids went to see that and said it was not as good as the first, but fun.
And Pirates of the Caribbean Part 4 placed five, 10.8, $209 million in 4 weeks
release.
So I think Super 8 for me is the most enjoyable time I had at the movie.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked it.
So maybe I'll go see that.
You've
got to think with Spielberg and J.J. Abrams, it can't be bad. I mean,
I just want to bring up one point. June 12, 1981, 30 years ago yesterday, Raiders of the Lost Ark hit movie theaters on an $18 million budget. The film did $384 million worldwide. You don't get that type of return in movies anymore because it's just so
Earlier on the show, we celebrated the 25th anniversary of Ferris Bueller's Day Off this past weekend, so good stuff out there. All right, let's go to Lance in Thomasville, Georgia. Lance, what is the name of that movie?
Toy Story with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, close but no cigar. Let's try Terry. Terry's got the right movie, but what's the name of the actor?
Hello?
Terry, yeah, what's the name of the movie and the actor?
Yeah, Toy Story with Tim Allen.
That's right. There it is. 58 passed on Good Day.